So, JJ, nice run for an old man.
No question.
I
tried to engage myself a little bit. I knew we had to come right back and go out on defense. But, you know, with the fans going crazy, teammates going crazy, and there's anxiety and everything, it wore me down a little bit.
That feeling never gets tiresome, though, does it?
Oh, not at all. It was a big play in the game. I think the score was like 10-3 right then and there. And offense was going down early and put some points on the board. And defense, we just trying to do our part, you know. And I just came off and made a play on the ball. Linebacker did a good job of forcing it out to make it a tougher throw. And I just caught it and had a good, you know, combo lead me in for the touchdown.
JJ, let's talk about the last time you had a two-interception game. And this one, what does this fit into in your historic, you know, history and everything?
It's been a while since 2010, Buffalo, Ryan Fitzpatrick. So it's been a while. Yeah.
You know what? How many? You know what seconds on the clock in 2010?
Not at all. I just remember that game. I was thinking about it. Last time I had a two-interception game, I didn't even finish the game. I had a high ankle sprain on scoring a touchdown on the interception and never came back in the game. So, yeah.
Were you guys surprised to find out that they were going away from Kaiser last week?
Going into the week, we knew watching film that they kind of implemented and put both guys in. So we knew coming into this week, I think it was Wednesday or Thursday, Hugh named him the starter, Hogan the starter. And coming into this game, we knew it was a possibility that Kaiser may go back in. But I think for us, we just wanted to prepare. They're both similar guys, can make plays with their legs, have a big arm. But I think for us, we just wanted to treat them like a rookie quarterback and show them multiple looks and just get at them and harass them all day.
And last part, were you guys on your interception, were you guys surprised that they ran the ball pretty well down the field, that they started throwing there?
I think on that particular play there on the interception, I think it was third down. So I think it was a situation where they pretty much had no choice but to throw the ball. I think, you know, anytime you get in the red zone from a defensive standpoint, you know, the offense, they want to put points up and not field goals. So sometimes, you know, you get in the lower red zone, they want to run the ball in because most teams play pass from a defensive standpoint. But I think when you're in the high red, they want to take shots because you're trying to push them back and get them out of field goal range. So that's the situation.
So, Mr. Joseph, as a defensive leader on the team, how do you feel about your defensive unit playing without, you know, Mr. Merciless and Mr. Watt? And how do you feel that they did today by stepping up without having those key components?
I think it's always about the next guy up. You know, when you say it a lot of times, I think people probably just laugh and like, well, you know, it's a cliche thing to say. But in this league, when guys go down, you have no choice but to still go out and play the game. So we prepare the same way. Obviously, they're not JJ and Whitney, but I think we have enough guys on this team to pick up the slack, whether it include myself doing more and, you know, other guys around, and just keeping the young guys up and getting them up to speed with everybody else. But definitely when those guys go in the game, we expect them to play the same level as the guys they're replacing.
And Mr. Clowney said that you're old school, so you probably didn't have a dance available for the touchdown celebration.
Oh, not at all. It's funny, though. I talked on Friday about doing a touchdown celebration, and it wasn't going to be a dance anyway. It was just going to be a James Harden step back with the three-pointer and, you know, the little cook thing. So that was all. It was definitely not going to be a dance. I'm not a dancer.
Jonathan, the offense has put up 33 points at least in the last four games, 57-1. You know, just putting out with Deshaun. What's it been like from your perspective, as you know, someone who's been here for so long, seeing these quarterbacks come and go, to watch Deshaun and Bill O'Brien in this offense really find a consistent rhythm to where you know they're going to have the defenses back every single game?
I've kind of seen them kind of build the thing up slowly. You know, just adding pieces year by year. You know, Will Fuller, add the tight ends, Griff, Anderson, Fedoritz, and, you know, the running back, Lamar Foreman, Blue, all those guys, fitting in guys with the offensive line, Hop, Will Fuller, Braxton, all those guys, bringing a guy like Bruce in. And, you know, the final component was Deshaun Watson. And you put all those guys together, it's a lot of young talent over there. So, and O'Brien calling the plays. Anytime you have guys at all three positions, you know, tight end, wide receiver, running backs, and the playmaker quarterback, your chances of scoring points is really, you know, in your favor. And I think those guys are doing it week in and week out. And it's big for us because, you know, over the years, we've been in a situation where the game's been so tight and we haven't had any chance to kind of relax. Not that you want to relax, but no room for error, I would say. And now we can just go out and play.
JJ, you had high expectations, I'm sure, of Deshaun when he showed up here. I mean, his reputation preceded itself, but are you not a little bit surprised that he's playing at this kind of level?
I watched him closely throughout his college career, and I paid attention to him the most in the big games. Some of the throws he made in the big games and stuff like that, and I seen the type of player he is and his mentality. Then you bring him in a rookie, and you see in the preseason where he's throwing interceptions and chasing guys down trying to make a tackle. That just shows you this competitive spirit. And he's a natural born leader, and I think we got a lot of veteran guys on this team on the offense and defensive side that's going to give him the support that he needs.
Jadeveon just told us that he didn't understand why Hogan kept throwing your way. Were you surprised that he was throwing at you as much as he was?
It really didn't. I think a lot of times, even if you're avoiding a guy in football, I think when you have a play call that's being called, you look at the defense and you scan it, and it pretty much tells you where the ball should go, whether you want to take it there or not. It's the right throw to make. And I think, you know, in third down, everybody's up. Nobody's off limit. You know, if the defense puts you in a situation to where if you're on a single side, 9 times out of 10, the ball is coming your way regardless, because it's one-on-one and, you know, it's a 50-50 win-lose situation.